This podcast of NPR's On Point with Tom Ashbrook is a production of WBUR Boston.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Anthony Brooks, in for Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Bridge and Tunnel is the Broadway play that brings together a diverse cast of Americans, many of them immigrants, for an evening of open mic poetry. The characters include Muhammad Ali, the Pakistani MC who loves bad puns and frets about an interview with the Department of Homeland Security, the jittery hip-hop poet Rashid, the elderly Lorraine Levine, who remembers when suburban communities had signs proclaiming no Jews. There's the Chinese Mrs. Ling, struggling to accept that her daughter is a lesbian. In all, 14 vivid characters. What they have in common is the polyglot reality of New York in 2006, and that they're all brought to life by one actress. Up next on Point, Bridge and Tunnel, and the remarkable talent of Sarah Jones. And joining me now from New York is Sarah Jones, Obie Award-winning playwright, actor, and poet. Bridge and Tunnel, produced by Meryl Streep, opened off-Broadway in 2004 and has been performed internationally. It moved to Broadway last month and has just been extended at the Helen Hayes Theater through July 9th. Jones has received the Helen Hayes Award, two Drama Desk nominations, and HBO's Aspen Comedy Arts Festival's Best One-Person Show Award. And Sarah Jones, welcome, and thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Anthony. How are you?
I'm very well. It's a delight to talk to you, and I wish I was face to face with you. But I've seen you on the video clips that we have of the show, and it's wonderful. You bring to life these diverse characters so vividly. They're all so different from each other. But I want to ask you, what unifies them? What do they have in common?
Well,
besides you, of course.
Right. Besides me. Besides that, they've all taken up residence in my apartment. Yeah. Far be it for them to pay any rent, but that's another story. I think it's, you know, not unlike the rest of us, all of these characters or people, as I think of them in the third person, I talk about them in the third person. I should probably get some kind of help for that, but that's another show. But, you know, they are very real to me. Their struggles and their triumphs and their just everyday realities have in common that, you know, times aren't easy right now for a great many people. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, a more recent immigrant to this country or somebody whose family's been here for generations. It's a very difficult time, and I think everyone's trying to make sense of it all and find their piece of the American dream as best they can. So everybody has that in common.
Where do they come from? I mean, are these people that you've encountered, imagined, friends, the streets of New York, or all of the above?
All of the above, without question. I've had the good fortune in my life to attend schools, and you know, I grew up in, you know, multicultural neighborhoods all my life. So even my family, you know, if you shake my family tree, everything falls out. I mean, it's it's amazing. So whether it was, you know, growing up and having access to all of these different voices from the time I was a little kid, such that, you know, the Jewish grandmother that you mentioned is, you know, in part, none of the characters are based on one person, but they're all inspired by many different people. And, well, Lorraine Levine, how are you, Anthony? Thank you for having me on the program.
There she is. So nice to have Lorraine Levine, yeah.
It's wonderful to be here. You know, listen, there's a lot of different people who have their own perspective on, you know, what it is to be an American. And I think Sarah's a very nice young black girl. Well, she calls herself black. She's really more like a caramel color if you look. But anyway, you know, everybody's got their take, and that's what Bridge and Tunnel is all about. So since I grew up with, you know, folks like that around my Thanksgiving table, in addition to my African-American relatives and, you know, all of my roots, it was natural for me to kind of feel an affinity with other people.
You know, Sarah Jones, we just heard from Lorraine Levine, and radio, of course, can paint wonderful word pictures, but unfortunately our listeners can't see Lorraine Levine. And when you do her on stage, she's wearing a large sweater, she's wearing oversized glasses. But beyond that, there isn't a whole lot of costume, but you take on, somehow you become this elderly Jewish woman with facial tics and hand gestures. It's really extraordinary. And I just sort of love you to talk about that process. But before we do that, let's listen to a little of Mrs. Ling talking about her daughter.
The daughter's marriage is very special to the mom. But first she said she is not interested. She only wants to spend time with her friends. And then she spent all her time studying at school. Then at college, it's like she never came home, and she doesn't want me to come and visit. So I said, what's wrong in this picture? So I accused my daughter to have a boyfriend. But she told me, Mom, you don't have to worry about boys because I don't like them. I said, yes. I said, yes, men can be difficult, but all women have to get used to that. She said, no, Mom, I mean, I don't like boys. I like girls. I am lesbian. So people make a lot of stereotypes about immigrants' English is not very good. But this is one time I really did not understand. This is not because I don't know this word. Of course I know. But my mind doesn't let me understand. I thought my daughter is making a joke, but she said it's serious. So I always teach my kids respect American ideas. But I told my daughter this one exception. She is not gay. She is just confused by this American problem. But she told me, Mom, she said, it's not American. She said she is in love with a nice Chinese girl. So these are the words I'm waiting to hear, but from my son, not my daughter.
Sarah Jones, that was Mrs. Ling talking about her daughter. And I love the idea of someone like Mrs. Ling respecting and loving America, but having some problems with some of the things that go on in America from her point of view.
Right. And also, I think the story of how people, you know, develop and transform their ideas about the world. And, you know, unfortunately, it's more often the immigrants and the other people in our society who bring their open minds than our leadership, as we can tell, who, you know, reflect well on our country and on respecting people's basic rights. You know, it's fascinating that Mrs. Ling can understand, even when, you know, confronted with something that's new, that her daughter should have the right to, you know, live her life with her partner just as much as anybody else. But our own president doesn't get it. I'd find that fascinating.
I want to talk a little later in the show about the politics, because you've got some characters in there who bring the politics out a little more to the forefront. But let me come back to that question that I asked you. How do you get into these characters? And I know that this is probably an impossible question. It's sort of like, you know, how are you an artist? But I mean, you just become these people on stage. It's just extraordinary to me. And I'm just wondering how you prepare, if this is something that just happens. I mean, is it just because you have an ear for idiom? Can you describe that process a bit?
Well, it's funny. I'm going to let Lorraine speak again.
Good. Bring Lorraine back.
Well, you might not want me to come back here, Anthony, because earlier you said that I have a big sweater. And I was going to tell you, I'm only a size 5. My God, how small does a lady have to be? But anyway, I'm just pulling
Lorraine.
Your leg. I'm pulling your leg. But yes, you know, I think Sarah, you know, it's observation.
Let's hear just an example of Gladys as performed by Sarah Jones from her show Bridge and Tunnel.
Give thanks. My name is Gladys. And I am a poet, / playwright, / spoken word artist, / actress. But I currently still have my regular job. And there are basically few career possibilities for people of Jamaican ancestry in this country. One is to become Secretary of State. Yeah, so you have Secretary of State. Another is to take care of children. But you see, either way is the same thing. Because you have to run behind the overprivileged baby who can barely form sentences. Yes, and then you see you must clean up his messes for him while he takes a nap. And the worst part is, after 4 years of loyal service, you are fired and replaced with the next black person, since nobody else wants that job.
That was Gladys from the Broadway show Bridge and Tunnel, being performed by Sarah Jones. Tell me about Gladys.
Well, you know, she's an important representative of a lot of people in this country who come here, work very difficult jobs that are often not given their due in terms of the respect they deserve, you know, child care givers or people who work doing hard labor and things like that, and are not even that well compensated. So it's a fascinating group in that they come here, you know, looking for this dream that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the striving to attain it can be very, very difficult. They leave their own children behind. Mm-hmm. What is that story of a kid who has to grow up in Jamaica or in Ecuador or the Dominican Republic without her or his parents, because, you know, those parents are here working, trying to make a better life for them. So I think about those stories as I perform, even with the humorous material.
Mm. And the political material. I mean, there's a bit of a dig there at our president, and making the equation between a Jamaican Secretary of State who has to look after a president versus a Jamaican nanny looking after a small child who's difficult to keep in line. Tell me about the politics of the show. Tell me a little bit about your politics and what you're trying to convey.
Well, it's funny. I grew up believing in, making reference to the American dream. And I think the best aspects of what our country is and who we all are as, you know, people who want the best for ourselves and our families and our neighbors. We're not selfish people. We have good hearts. We have good minds. We want them put to good use. Nobody likes to see a Katrina happen or any of the other, you know, litany of scandals we could run down. And it's embarrassing, I think, at a core level, sometimes as an American, to watch the news and realize the people who have, you know, installed themselves in power are really making a mockery of that dream and so much that all of us stand for. So it's a shame. You know, I think about the people who, they've lost their pensions and they're just supposed to sort of walk away as though everything's fine. And, you know, the reason we're able to build this society are the kind of basic principles that are just being eroded more and more every day. So that is, you know, very troubling to me as a person, as a playwright, as, you know, somebody who hopes to have kids one day and bring them into a safer world. So I guess I can't help but think about all those things as I write and perform.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Sarah Jones about her Broadway show Bridge and Tunnel and about the extraordinary range of characters that she brings to life on the New York stage. Let's take a call. Edith is calling from Lowell, Massachusetts. Hi, Edith.
Hello. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
I had the privilege of seeing Bridge and Tunnel when it opened in Greenwich Village a couple of years ago.
Hmm. Tell us what you thought.
Thank you, Edith.
What I thought about it, I studied theater. I'm a nursing instructor. I went down with my daughter, and all I can say is that what moved me so deeply was that you could see yourself in every character.
Wow.
You could see an attitude you might have had or you might still have in every single character. And I think the character that moved me the most was when Sarah does the teacher and the student.
Hmm.
Because then she's bridging, not culture, but she's bridging age, and I just thought that was phenomenal.
Great, Edith.
Along with a European gentleman that she plays from the audience. And I just thought that was powerful. I thought the whole performance was so powerful, I'm taking my entire Sunday school to New York to see it.
Well, there's high praise, Sarah Jones, for your... Can you bring some of those characters to life or talk about them, the ones that Edith was talking about?
Well, I want to thank Edith. That is the highest of praise, to say that she saw herself reflected in any of my characters. Thank you so much, and I'll let somebody else thank you.
Well, okay. Edith, I think you were making some references to me at 1 second ago. My name is Boris Ostrovsky. How are you? Listen, I want to tell you something about what is meaning to be a Russian person or to be a different kind of person coming to America. We know that Americans have inside of them same spirit that we have inside of us, and I am so happy that you noticed this when I was in the audience with you. Okay, so come back, Edith. Can't wait to meet you, okay?
Just for Danielle.
That's what done you. Very good, very good. I like these Americans. Very good.
That's great. And tell me more about Boris. What are his challenges? What is he dealing with in his life in New York?
Oh, you know, I think when you're asking me, I
can ask you directly, absolutely.
You can ask me directly, sure. Yes, of course. You know, Sarah Jones, she is there for us, but we have to stand on our own feet, of course. So here I am. I wanted to know, you know, when you're talking to someone older generation, we have seen everything. You know, I know I have a relative behind me that lived through the pogroms, you know, who lived through horrible, horrible times.
Oh, those are hard times.
This is horrible. This is beyond anything that young people maybe they can imagine today. But then when I look sometimes in the politics of now, I have fear for future generations. I have fear. I don't want to see what happens, you know, like I say in the show. I used to write poetry in Russia, political poems about living in a country that is spying on its own people. Mm. Now maybe I have to change Moscow to Washington and translate in English. I don't know. I hope this never happened, but, you know, this is frightening.
Let's take a call from Eric, who's calling from Washington, D.C.
Well, thanks very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I love Sarah, Miss Jones, a great deal. I watched her once. She did this English accent character. I can't remember her name, 2-3 years ago on PBS. And I'm of East African descent, and I was bowled over at how well she switches from one completely different cultural perspective to another. Mm. I want to ask her a question. See, how does she prepare? How does she research on these characters to pick up the subtleties, the small things that make a person like me, an outsider, actually recognize myself?
Wow.
Well, thank you for the wonderful compliment implied in your question. And I think it's, you know, as I said, I have been fortunate enough to grow up around and you know, spend a lot of time with people from everywhere. I went to the United Nations School, for example, from the time I was 11 years old. So I had classmates from East Africa, from Sub-Saharan Africa, from West Africa, from, or rather, you know, just every country you can think of. I had a classmate or a teacher or a friend or a neighbor. And so, you know, not only did I know, unlike, we'll go back to our favorite whipping boy, but although we shouldn't just blame George Bush because Lord knows he has lots of cronies that we could all pick on. But, you know, to not know Africa is not only a continent and not just a country, but that it has, you know, such a diversity within it boggles my mind as a world leader when I, as a kid, you know, was surrounded by this kind of, you know, chorus of voices from so many different places that I wanted to learn more. So I think it's the wanting to know, the wanting to be specific, the understanding that, you know, the diversity is what makes the characters, you know, kind of complement one another. So the more I can learn about people and spend time with them, whether it's, you know, sitting on the subway and overhearing a conversation between two people, or I got to meet a young girl from Kenya, actually, at one point when I was doing research for another piece. And I still have the wonderful memory of her voice in my head. I remember, well, I can't do it in the, well, I can't do it too early in the day or when my voice isn't quite right. But let's see. I'll see if she, we'll say she has a cold today.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find her. Hello. My name is Anna. I'm from Kenya. I am 13 years old. And living in Nairobi, there is a lot of people that when you talk about being from Kenya, they will not know. If you are in the United States, they will not know where you are from. But I consider myself their teacher.
That's so wonderful. Sarah Jones is with us from New York. She is the star of the one-woman Broadway show Bridge and Tunnel. You can join the conversation with her at 800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK. I asked you earlier, but then we lost the connection to New York. Do you have a favorite among these 14 characters? Is there someone who comes back more than others and visits you and talks with you or that you hear in your head?
You know, I don't. I know I'm going to sound like a proud parent that way.
And,
you
love all
I have
your
no
characters.
Favorite children. I love all my characters equally. But I really do. I mean, the time that I've now had to spend with each of them has sort of equalized any, you know, obviously the ones that are based on my relatives I've known longer. But you know, because they're all based on, you know, various people, I get to call upon all of those, you know, whether it was an interview or somebody that I, you know, met socially or whatever it is. I've now spent so much time just, you know, letting their stories marinate in my mind so that I can really, you know, feel the connection, that I feel equally connected to all of them. So that's really true. I'm not just saying it.
What are you imagining in, you know, what are you seeing in your head when you become these characters? I mean, are you seeing their backstory or you know, what happens to what you're imagining when you become these characters?
Well, the physicality is definitely very important. I have an image in my mind of who this person is, you know, just loosely based, again, on maybe 5 or 6 different people, everything from what her posture is or what his posture is to, you know, certain things about the face, the, you know, what they weigh, how tall they are. Everything about them is present in my mind, so much so, in fact, that if I am performing and I should pass a mirror, I am immediately thrown off because the image of myself, you know, sort of interrupts the flow of what I'm seeing as them. I really do sort of forget, you know, everything about my own body. I become shorter, I become wider, or, you know, whatever it is really is happening for me in the moment. So that's very important.
Well, it's amazing because you really do pull it off. I mean, to go back to the example of Lorraine Levine, she's, you know, a somewhat hunched lady. She comes across.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
I'm so sorry.
I wouldn't
Lorraine.
Say hunched. A little osteoporosis.
I want to say a little bit. Right. I want to say mellowed with age. How about that?
That's very good. Wait till you get older, sweetheart. No, I'm joking. I'm joking with you, Anthony.
We're all going there eventually. But you really do take on this amazing physicality. And you are, Sarah Jones, are a tall, thin, lithe, slender woman. So it's amazing that you can turn into Lorraine. It just amazes me. So,
well, I thank you, and thank you for all those lovely compliments. But yes, I definitely think the physical piece is. It's so important when I'm not working with makeup or costumes or wigs, you know, beyond just jackets and glasses and things. So it's a big part of it.
Mary is calling from Iowa City, Iowa. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I think Sarah Jones' play unites us while our government seems to want to disunite us. It's just like we don't count anymore. And it's just that. It takes me back to my childhood when people really did interact with each other instead of, you know, with the computer screen, and back to 1960 when we did seem to love each other.
Well, that's another. What do you think of that, Sarah Jones, the idea of your play, your characters really uniting people?
I think that's a wonderful concept, and again, compliment. I appreciate that. And I think, you know, it's a great point about, you know, sort of alienating people from one another. Our government our current government does seem to have a way of pitting people against each other, of, you know, stoking fear in our culture, and, you know, sort of creating this mythology that we all have something to fear from one another rather than, you know, the reality that we could really gain a lot by joining forces and making sure that, you know, abuses of power don't happen, because it's supposed to be government by the people, for the people, all the people. So if we all came together, I think we'd be dangerous. And I think that's part of why there's such a concerted effort to keep us from uniting.
Sarah Jones, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your background. How did you get into this kind of work? I mean, is this what you always wanted to do, or was there a time when you were planning to do something else with this talent of yours?
Well, it's funny. I had no idea I wanted to become a performer. I was definitely a ham as a kid, but I never took, you know, my antics seriously. I always thought I would grow up and become a lawyer, because I had a profound sense of, you know, just what was fair and what, you know, seemed to be wrong with the world from the time I was a little kid. I grew up in D.C., for elementary school. And even before that, actually, I was in Boston while my parents were in school. And maybe because I was a little kid with parents who were students, you know, they were very much engaged in the political world around them. In Boston at that time, you know, my parents being together, walking down the street, would get catcalls and bottles thrown because they didn't want to see, you know, this black man walking with this white woman. And so I think from the time I was little, I was very aware of injustice and wanted to, you know, do something about it. But I had no idea that performance was in my future. And I really stumbled into it just kind of, you know, writing my poetry in my diary. I really was just keeping a diary like so many people do. But fortunately, I got bit by the poetry bug attending performance poetry slams competitions here in New York City at the New Eurekan Poets Cafe, which is a great spot. And once I got bit, it was over. I was totally committed.
Dale is calling from Savannah, Georgia. Hi, Dale.
Hello. How are y'all doing?
Very well, thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Dale.
Hello. Listen, I'm just really struck by the gift that you have, Sarah, to be able to inhabit these characters and jump in and out of the various folks. That's wonderful. It really is. The other thing that I'm struck by is that, you know, I'm not really familiar with the culture of some of the characters, not living in New York, that kind of thing. But I think it could apply to a lot of folks around the country. As I look at the folks around here in Savannah, some of my neighbors, we feel and share some of the same things. And it's wonderful to see that that is we're not alone, I guess, is the best thing to say.
Dale, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Sarah Jonesy, Dale seems to be talking about a sort of universality of your characters. I mean, it's very much about the sort of cultural weave of New York City, but it goes beyond that, doesn't it?
Well, I think Dale is making two important points, and thank you, Dale. Not only are we not alone, but increasingly in our cities and towns and rural areas all over this country, we have a kind of diversity that, you know, whether it's, you know, the influx of new Americans from south of the border or folks who I've actually interviewed folks from, you know, whose parents are from Iraq or whose parents are from, you know, India, for example. But when you talk to them, they talk like this, and they grew up going to high school, you know, with their friends in the south and everything, just like everybody else. And when they go home, you know, they eat, you know, Papadums instead of like what everybody else is eating or whatever. But they're just as American, and, you know, they blend in, and at the same time they have conflicts that they're trying to resolve. So sorry about that, Dale. That's not a Georgia accent. That's actually a little more specific to, oh boy, I'm going to get myself in trouble.
Sounded pretty good to me.
A friend from Arkansas. But anyway, yeah. The point is that not only is there diversity that, you know, is increasingly, it's important as a topic all over our country, not just in places like New York City, but there's also the reality that so many of us in so-called red states or blue states or whatever you want to call it, you know, it's almost like we all have purple hearts, unlike a certain president. But anyway, it's almost like we all have, you know, the reality of wanting our country to reflect our values in ways that our leadership is really sort of trampling right now. And I think that's an important reality for all of us to know we share.
You know, you just went into character there as someone from the South. And I wanted to ask you this. You've got these 14 characters that go on stage. Are there other characters living in your head that didn't make the cut, that aren't quite ready for Bridge and Tunnel, characters that might not be fully formed?
Well, hi, my name is Verena, and I'm the one you were just talking to a second ago, and I would definitely not say that I did not make the cut, okay? That is definitely not the case.
But you're not on the stage, right?
I'm not on the stage because Sarah Jones, she has, like, all these, like, different characters and stuff, and there's, like, a whole bunch of them. It's, like, 32 or whatever that she has all together right now, and it's getting crowded in here is all I'm saying.
See,
but, like, as
So you might have
you
to
know,
find
right
another
now,
stage or something, right?
I'm waiting for my turn, and it's, like, you know, it's really great in a way because, like, Bridge and Tunnel is very specific to something that Sarah wanted to do that because she got a commission from a wonderful group called the National Immigration Forum that tries to talk about these issues and bring them to the public. And then Bridge and Tunnel grew out of that piece that she wrote.
Nice.
But because she's done other pieces, there are all these other different characters that you don't meet in Bridge and Tunnel. But you'll meet them one day.
Wow.
And there's another show that she's written also that she's toured around the country just talking about Americans and our health and stuff, which is, like, really important no matter what color you are. And
now, what's your name? I wasn't properly introduced to you. I'm sorry.
Brianna. It's
Brianna.
A pleasure to meet you.
Oh, it's nice to meet you, Brianna. Right.
Hi.
Well, you must
thank you for having me.
You know, maybe Sarah Jones should hire you as a publicist or something to kind of, because you're very good at talking.
Y'all can call me whenever you want. Y'all can call me anytime you need me. I'll be there.
Okay, let's take a couple more calls. Karen is calling from Buffalo, New York to talk to Sarah Jones or Brianna or any other number of people. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Oh, man, that was just beautiful. That was great. First, I want to make a comment, which is I think part of the reason that people, that I certainly respond so positively to what you're doing is that there's so much, there's such a strong desire to understand each other and to bridge the gaps between our different cultures coexisting in the U.S. and wanting to create community and wanting to have a venue to talk about the difficult things that separate us, to really talk about racism, to talk about classism. And you really put a human face on these things in a way that's really joyful, and I appreciate it. I want to thank you for doing it. But my question for you is actually, do you ever find that these characters want to pop out and engage in conversation with other people at moments that may not be the most appropriate? For example, you'll be talking to someone, and one of your characters will pop up and want to talk back.
Great question, Karen. Thanks for the call. Sarah Jones.
Thank you, Karen. Well, it's you're absolutely right about how much, you know, the impulse is so strong for me sometimes to engage people. I'll sometimes have to really stifle a particular character to keep from, you know, starting a conversation in a taxi or in an office or with someone who I try to warn people as best I can so that they don't think that, you know, there's something bizarre going on in the backseat of the cab or whatever. But it definitely is the kind of thing where, as you said, bridging the gap, you know, that's part of why it's entitled Bridge and Tunnel. It really is about how we traverse these spaces so that we can all feel more sane about our world. You know, so many of us either feel guilty or feel, you know, just burdened by what's going on or both. And it's just so painful to not be able to address these things and to not have, you know, fora like, for example, thank goodness we have On Point. Thank goodness we still have, you know, NPR you know, our public outlets. But increasingly, those are under attack. And I think it's the kind of thing where, you know, if we only have access to our corporate media, they're only going to let us, you know, have a certain kind of platform to even discuss these issues or scary words like racism or, you know, things like that. So I think we all need to be able to get it out on the table. And this is one lucky way I get to do it.
Sarah Jones, you know, I'm struck by something very interesting to me in this interview. You've been very outspoken throughout the hour about your politics, but the show Bridge and Tunnel, I mean, the politics are there for sure, but they're not nearly as explicit. Am I right about that?
Well, it's funny. Depending on who you talk to, it you know, some people might call it a liberal polemic, I think I heard one right-winger call it.
See, and, I didn't see it like that.
Well, of course you didn't, but I think it just goes to show that, you know, for some people, the politics are barely there at all. And I think it's really, for me, a matter of letting the characters' voices come through. And unfortunately, we live in a moment that is so dominated by a very, I would call it, anti-humanitarian narrative about, you know, who we all are supposed to be as Americans and who the others are, that just to come on TV and say, you know, I'm a Pakistani American or I'm Muslim is considered loaded politically, right? You'd be considered having a political point of view just for being from a certain place or just for being a woman who wants to talk about women's equality. You'd be called liberal or you'd be, you know, sort of labeled with something when really those labels are all sort of, I mean, we need them now, unfortunately, in this climate. But the reality is it's just basic humanitarian values, you know, the kind of thing that years ago you wouldn't have been, you know, mistreated or called biased because you, you know, had these views, you'd be called a humanitarian.
Sarah Jones, I want to thank you so much for coming in. It's just been such a delight talking to you and hearing all of your wonderful characters, or some of them anyway.
We've all been very happy to share the time with you. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you very much. Sarah Jones, Obie Award-winning playwright, actor, and poet. Her critically acclaimed one-woman show, Bridge and Tunnel, produced by Meryl Streep, opened off-Broadway in 2002. It's now moved to Broadway to the Helen Hayes Theater in the last month and has just been extended through July 9th. This is On Point.